The first reading is a reading from the book of Genesis. After Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to him and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord God called to the head of the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly you shall crawl, and dirt you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel. The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. His foundation upon the holy mountains, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God, and of Zion they shall say, "One and all were born in her, and he shall has established her in the Most High Lord." Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, "This man shall was born there," and all shall sing at their festive dance, "My home is within you." Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." And there was a vessel filled with common wine, and they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up at his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over his spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate for their legs to be broken, and they were taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then the other was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. They did not break his legs, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side. Immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today is the feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. And again, here we see at the Gospel that the very last thing Jesus ever gave us was his mother. On the cross, he said to John, and again, John always represents the whole church, "Behold your mother." And so it says John took Mary into his care, into his home. We too need to do that. Again, you don't have to worry about, you know, "Oh, we're worshiping Mary. You Catholics worship Mary. She gets in the way." Stop it, stop it, stop it. That has nothing to do. When Pentecost came, it says the apostles were praying with Mary. We pray with Mary. She is Jesus' mother, and Jesus gave her to us. Just like you'd ask your own mother on earth to pray for you or to do things for you, you can do it with your mother in heaven. She's not taking the place of Jesus. She's leading you to Jesus. She's forming you into Jesus. She's not in any way taking the place of Jesus. So today, Jesus says to you and to me, "Behold your mother." Will you take her into your care? May each of you know his love and her love today and forever. Amen.